This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Andy's out. Ryan and Brad are in.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
This is the Manny Fry Show.
She's got no voice. We're hoping she comes back tomorrow, Annie Fry. We'll just let you know if we hear anything from her. But we did have a clip that we've been playing the last couple hours, last couple segments, not a couple hours, of her talking, and you could hear that she just doesn't have a voice. So that's why we're here at the Manny Fry Show today. A little bit of breaking news I want to catch you up on that is happening within the last hour. Now, little stage setting here first. Over the weekend, and I think this actually happened Friday, but we were really covering it more over the weekend. The Supreme Court had barred Trump from removing Venezuelan nationals. And that headline was a little weird because, as I'll read to you
here... It was the Alien Enemies Act ruling, right?
Yes, I believe. I don't want to get in over my head, but I think that's what this was dealing with. In an 8-page unsigned opinion, the justices sent the case back to a federal appeals court for another look and blocked the Trump administration temporarily from removing any of the men from the United States under an 18th century wartime law, that's what you're referring to, until the appeals are resolved. So it really is just kicking it back and saying you didn't really do this right, so it's in the meantime it's halted, and so you can't do it. So here's the breaking news. It's that the Supreme Court has allowed Trump to strip Venezuelans' temporary legal status over Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent. So I don't know if that means that 8 of the 9 all agreed on this and she was the one that didn't, but here's the story. The Supreme Court, in an emergency order on Monday, today, this morning, allowed the Trump administration to strip legal protections in the Biden administration gave to hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans over the public dissent of one of the court's liberal justices. So it does sound like it was an 8-seat majority, or whatever you'd want to call that, 8-1. The Trump administration in January said it would move to revoke temporary protected status for Venezuelans, lifting protections that barred deportation due to civil unrest and dangerous conditions in a migrant's home country. So that's a good ruling because the refugee status, I guess you'd call it, the asylum status, had been abused so badly,
very badly,
by the Biden administration that they were basically just giving refugee status to everybody, even if they were not real. They were just fleeing poverty. Like, that's not, you don't get refugee status fleeing poverty. You have to have some sort of reason why you've been persecuted that is unjust for us to consider that for you. This seems like a really good time to play this. I wasn't planning on this, but you know who Pedro Pascal is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
Among many other things. He had a clip that went viral. Did you see this?
No, I haven't.
He had a clip where he was talking about immigration, and he is a refugee when he was a kid. So it's an interesting clip. I'll play it.
I want people to be safe and to be protected. And And I want very much to live on the right side of history. And I'm an immigrant. My parents are refugees from Chile. I myself was a refugee. We fled a dictatorship, and I was privileged enough to grow up in the U.S. And after asylum in Denmark, and if it weren't for that, I don't know what would have happened to us. And so I stand by those protections always.
That's fine. I mean, it's an interesting clip because he's talking about his own personal story of his parents fleeing Chile, going to Denmark, and then eventually to the United States. So he grew up here. I don't know much. I don't think he went into much of the background of why they had to flee. But typically in the past, up until the last 4 years, if you were fleeing a country due to persecution, it was probably pretty severe. Mm-hmm. Like you were leaving your home country because you were under assault.
Yeah, maybe you were part of the government that was ousted by the dictatorship's government or whatever, and they were imprisoning you for being nothing more than a political opponent or something like that. So yeah, those are people that are in fact refugees.
The only problem with this clip and the way that it's being interpreted in context is that it sounds like he's taking a shot at the current administration. Mm-hmm. No surprise there. Pedro Pascal, while he has stood up for Gina Carano in that battle, which was good, he should have done that. He also is pretty far left on most things. That Gina Carano story, if you don't know what we're talking about, look it up. There's too much history there to go into. But she was fired from The Mandalorian and maybe her own series for basically speaking out against COVID, which is so stupid. But she was noble in doing so, and she did not back down from her beliefs, and good for her. Pedro Pascal spoke out in favor of her. On basically everything else, he's pretty far left. So when he says something like this, you're like, eh, I think what you're doing there is saying that you don't like the way the administration is handling immigration. And I would give him the benefit of the doubt, except he says the phrase wrong side of history.
Yeah, I hate that phrase.
So it's pretty clear that he is saying that the way America/Trump administration is handling the refugee crisis is bad. The problem is that sets up a straw man argument. Mm-hmm. It is a very, very weak argument to make. And you can do it in settings like this because there's nobody pushing back. And you're also a major movie star. Unless you're sitting down with Fox News, who's going to go, right, no, wait a second, you're talking about the refugee status.
Or a podcast
status.
Or something like that.
Something like that. You're probably not going to get any pushback. So you can just kind of lob those things and people will hear them and go, yeah, I was actually in a barber shop within the last month and I was getting my haircut and the barber, I guess it's, do you have to be a man to be a barber?
I don't know.
Or do you have to be a hairstylist?
It's a different training is all I know.
Well, it was a female that was cutting my hair, so maybe that's not considered barber. I don't actually know.
I don't think it has anything to do with gender. I think it has to do with training and certifications.
So you could be a female barber?
I believe so.
I would like to know the answer to that randomly. But she was cutting my hair, and so there's people, you know, just like any hairstylist place, people are coming and going, and there's other hairstylists too. And it was Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
Because they were talking about, oh, you do anything for Cinco de Mayo? And they were joking that, oh, no, Trump's deporting everybody. And I was like, well, in a barbershop setting, it's like, whatever. It's a free-for-all. But it's the same kind of thing that I was like, I could say something here. Because what they were saying was, if you're Latin American, you're being deported right now. It was a broad statement that I was like, I get that you're joking, but if you're basing that on some sort of real political belief, I would say, you know, in the right setting, I would say something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what this is from Pedro Pascal, which is, it's not in the right setting. I would like to have that discussion and find out, do you really believe that? Because the refugee status, like we just said at the beginning of this segment, has been so abused in the last 4 years that you coming to America in 1980 or whatever it was is very, very different.
Completely different situation. And the thing that's sad about it is, too, the way that the Biden administration handled refugee status is they have actually harmed people who are real refugees. You are less likely now to have your case heard because they've overflowed the system and they've overdone it with people who are not legitimate refugees. I forget what the rate of rejection is, but it was like, wasn't it something like 85 or 90%? Like you get it once you get your court hearing, they're like, nope, this doesn't count. You're out of here. To the point where if you are a legitimate refugee, your chances of actually fleeing your persecutor and not being sent back to them get harmed because the Biden administration has decided to name everybody a refugee. Oh, they just want a better job. Well, they're an economic refugee, you know, that sort of thing. That's not helpful to people who actually need refugee status. Also, these people now that the Biden administration let in, you listen to Pascal's story, he went to Denmark and then he came to the United States. These people aren't just fleeing. They're skipping a whole bunch of countries on their way here and then declaring refugee status in the United States. If you are fleeing persecution in Venezuela, you can get refugee status in Mexico. You can get that. You can do that sort of thing. So you're not skipping Mexico for any other reason than you think that it'll be better in the United States. And it's not refugee status at that point. Now you've come to the point where you're like looking to get in and make a life as an American citizen. You just want to be a citizen and you're trying to cut the line.
Shelly in the chat says females can be barbers, by the way.
Oh, sweet.
But Biden administration was doing exactly what you're saying. They were actually coaching people on how to declare asylum status who weren't even going to declare asylum status.
Right.
And now what's really weird, and this isn't Pedro Pascal, so I'm not saying that, you know, lumping everybody into one category. But the minute the Trump administration starts bringing actual refugees from South Africa over, what happens? They get criticized.
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, that's not okay. That's not real refugees. This is 13% of the white population in South Africa has been killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy. That's a stat that I saw. I should probably verify that. But it's a really high number of murders that are happening just based on race.
Well, and it's Afrikaners. You know, it's not white people in general. It's Afrikaners. That's who the government is going after.
And that is a legitimate refugee status to say, look, my life is in danger because of something I have no control over. If I am a certain color and I live in a certain area, I'm a target. And there are people that are afraid. So they brought over, 80-something people? And, of course, they just got criticized for that. Well, that's real refugee status. That's real refugees coming to the United States, going through the process.
And the point being, it has nothing to do with the color of their skin, and it has everything to do with the situation that they're in.
Yes.
It's not an economic thing. It is a fleeing for their life thing.
Yeah, and in a way, it does have to do with the color of their skin. But we're not declaring refugee status because of the color.
Right.
We're not doing it. The country that they're coming from is being racist. The other thing about the Pedro Pascal thing before we move on here, and by the way, we're going to take your calls in a minute. So if you were in the midst of anything that was happening on Friday and was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I saw, we want to hear from you in the next segment. But the protections for refugees that Pedro Pascal mentions there, I think that the whole conversation gets lost, and this happens regularly. Like I said, in the barbershop, at a bar, among family, whatever. And it's not just left-right, although there is a political bent to it, that people really, really, really confuse legal immigration and maybe refugee status with illegal immigration. You can't just say that Trump is against immigrants because there is no factual basis to back that up. In fact, he is starting a gold card program with the express purpose of bringing in immigrants.
Immigrants,
but
yes.
He's doing it based on money because he wants more money. He wants more economic benefit to that happening in the United States. It's all about money all the time with Trump. If that sounds negative to you, you have not been paying attention for the last 8 years. Trump is a businessman first. He treats every single transaction that he does with every country as a business deal. That should not be a surprise. So he's treating immigration as a business. He's treating it as something that could benefit the United States economically by bringing in people with a lot of money. And he's saying if you bring in people with money, they're bringing in money for everybody. They're going to hire more. They're going to do more business here. So he's not against immigration.
Right.
He is against illegal immigration. and the weaponization of illegal immigration.
That is the biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, pulling the wool over the American people's eyes that the Democrats have ever done, is they have conflated immigration and illegal immigration, and they did it by changing the name of illegal aliens to illegal immigrants, and then they just dropped the illegal part and say Trump is going after immigrants.
Yes. Well, and they also did undocumented for a while, and now it's just immigrants. They just don't, or migrants. They don't even migrants. Say immigrants anymore, just migrants. So it's the use of language. And the interesting thing, much larger conversation, we'll end on this, is that they seem to be losing their ability to control that narrative. Mm-hmm. Trump is a wrecking ball to everything. I think he has been a part of that. I also think that media is changing enough that the two coming together at the same time means that when Democrats start to push this stuff out, you can just see it more than you could before.
I want to mention that you called Trump a wrecking ball, and people on the left are acting like Donald Trump is causing this to happen. Donald Trump is the tool that the people want to use to cause this to happen. Donald Trump is acting on behalf of the people. He's not impressing this upon people. What you're seeing from Donald Trump is the will of the people, not the other way around.
We always talk about the Trump administration being such a different point in history that, gosh, there's just, you know, every day you wake up and you go, unprecedented. Like, we get tired of using the word unprecedented. The weird thing is, and this is a tease for later, that all the stuff concerning Joe Biden right now is unprecedented and oddly has nothing to do with Donald Trump. All the scandal that we're talking about with his health, both physical and mental, with them probably knowing that he's had cancer for way longer than they're letting on, none of that has anything to do with Donald Trump. So we're just, yes, Trump does things constantly that are outside the box, that are unprecedented, that are completely novel. But so did Biden. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't for the better.
Right.
And hopefully all Trumps are. That remains to be seen, of course. We are just barely into the second Trump term. And we are going to take a break here. As I mentioned in that segment, we would like to come back after this break and talk more about the storms from Friday. I would like to hear what you're doing now. You know, if you're having to deal with something now, or a relative or somebody close to you is like, oh my gosh, this was a huge deal, and it's here's how it's affecting us. I want to hear from you. Also, if you were in the midst of something crazy that happened on Friday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it, as it was happening, I'd like to hear from you too. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. And we will tell our stories coming up next.
Boy can survive.
Yes, the Manny Fry Show today. Ryan and Brad filling in. Annie just doesn't have a voice, and that's the way it works. When you don't have a voice, you can't do radio. So we are filling in today and taking your phone calls right now about the storms from Friday, either what your experience was on Friday or what you've been dealing with since. 314-241-9797. Let's go to Dan. Dan, what was your experience in St. Charles, it looks like you're from, on Friday?
Yeah, so me and my coworker, we work at a local dealership in Chesterfield in St. Charles, and we were doing our job, and on our way back, we just get slammed with the storm, and we're like, what do we do? Because I couldn't drive, couldn't see, so I parked under a bridge, and then like all of a sudden, just everyone stops and does the same thing, and then like no one's driving on the highway, and I'm like, you know, we're saving our bacon, but I'm like, are we endangering everyone else behind us? So we just kind of waited it out. And then, the storm kind of let up and then everyone started moving again. But that was a crazy thing that happened with me.
Dan, did you say that you stopped, did you pull over under a bridge or were you just stopped on the highway?
Yeah, we were on 64 and I pulled over to the shoulder under the bridge. But then as that filled up, everyone else stopped too. There was a Land Rover next to me, and I don't think they were taking any chances because then we got hit with the hail, and everyone just stopped.
Dan, you said you work for a dealership. You don't have to tell us which one if you don't want to, but was there hail damage at a lot of the dealerships in the area?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got wrecked. We actually, they're actually going to send a team of people to make, a temporary setup where they're going to have lights and everything, and they're going to go car by car, checking every single one. It's a lot of damage.
So, Dan, I understand, because I saw pictures of these cars stopped on the overpass and then highways being the cars being lined up on the highway and stuff like that. And so what you're telling me is, because I know there's a lot of questions being asked about that, but what you're telling me is whenever you stopped, it was because you couldn't see anything because of the rain and you thought it was unsafe for you to continue to drive?
Yeah. I literally couldn't see in front of me. Like, I even had my hazards on and people had their hazards on, but I could barely make it out. And I couldn't see anything. So I was like, well, I'm not going to, hit a guard railing or something.
No,
so
that's fair.
And then the hail was huge.
Last question for you, Dan. How long did that last where you just couldn't see anything? Like a minute or longer?
It was about 15 minutes.
15
before
minutes.
Yeah, it was like a wave. And then when it started to let up a little bit, I was like, all right, we got to go, So,
yeah.
Well,
Dan,
about 15 minutes.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate the information. That's one of those things that we don't talk about. We haven't, at least.
Right.
Is the hail. We're talking about the wind, the tornadoes, but there was a ton of hail.
Yeah.
And it's been crazy. We were saying this on Friday as this was happening that, my gosh, how much hail have we had this spring? I live in Illinois, obviously Brad and Annie all live in Illinois. And I don't know if this was something that Missouri side got too, but throughout March, there was one or two major hailstorms that hit roofs. I mean, everybody is getting a new roof. You live in O'Fallon.
Yeah.
And if you drive through O'Fallon even
now,
some of the siding looks like Swiss cheese.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like somebody took machine guns and shot up the sides of houses. I mean, they're anywhere from baseball size down to like quarter size holes in the siding of people. There are houses that looks like somebody just grabbed and shredded the siding. It is unbelievable how bad that hailstorm was. And that was all the way back in March.
There's a little ice cream shop in O'Fallon called Gators.
Yes.
That every time I drive by it, I have to do a double take because there's so much damage on the one side that it looks like it almost looks like a design.
Yeah.
That at first glance you go, oh, that looks kind of cool. Oh, wait a minute, that's hail damage.
Yes.
It's crazy.
One of our neighbors has brick siding and they have dents and pocks in their siding. Or not in their siding, but in their brick from the hail.
Wild. We'll get to some of your comments online. 314-241-9797 if you'd like to call. Mike is on the phone. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Getting by. Yeah, we're kind of in the thick of it here with this cleanup and whatnot. So
what do you do? And has it been, were you a part of the major stuff that happened on Friday, or has it been more this weekend that you've been working through it?
Yeah, so actually Friday, we knew that some storms were coming in. Unfortunately, we never know, when it's just going to be a storm that's going to stop our production. And again, we have a tree company here in the Metro East. And then when there's going to be a major storm. So we hurried up and finished for the day. And then kind of as protocol, just kind of kept our phones handy in case the worst should happen. And sure enough, so my general manager who lives in Granite right by the park, of course, he started calling us, letting us know what the situation looked like down there, and it was absolutely devastating. So he definitely took the time all weekend long going around talking to folks, trying to line up, hey, what could we do immediately and what can we do come Monday and through this week. So
are you,
that's what we were experiencing with the tree side.
Are you Missouri or Illinois?
Illinois. I personally live in Missouri, but yeah, we're based out of Edwardsville. And again, like I said, our main guy lives there in Granite, right there at what I'm going to call Ground Zero. And we're definitely out there doing some work today. And it's quite the scene for sure.
Were any of your employees affected by this?
No. And that was the first thing, of course. Living in St. Charles, we got a taste of it. And after it came through, I called everybody to see how everyone was doing. Luckily, all of our guys were good. And then the focus certainly switched to, okay, you know, our customers, you know, who we could help out. It always happens, when these storms come through, it can certainly be a boom situation for folks in my business, but it's often a sad dichotomy when you sit there and you see just the devastation and, the people that are, oftentimes underinsured or otherwise just, they're sitting there, they're crying on their front porch and you can't help but just feel for them. So it's certainly a thing, that's for sure.
Mike, are you guys, do you still have availabilities to help people get trees removed and stuff like that? Or are you guys so busy that you can't even take on more customers?
So, and this is something we kind of pride ourselves, when we're out there doing normal bids and whatnot, we always explain to customers, we tell them, hey, when we're planning on getting to their job, but if there's ever a hazardous situation, something dangerous, we try to feel them out to find out, okay, who can give us, some breaks to get to those folks. And God bless the people in the Metro East here. By and large, I'd say 95% of our customers always understand. So for the most part this week, we're still getting some of our normal work done, but we're able to pivot to some of those people who are in more immediate need.
Mike, I got one last question here for you. What advice would you give to somebody that they've got down trees and whatnot? What are some things that they should look for, and where should they go from that point?
Yeah, well, number one, before you get to chopping yourself, call some professionals out, and get some estimates. You should not be paying for anybody to come out and take a look at your trees. And just find out, if this is something that you can do. And, certainly talk to your insurance agent before you start getting into it. But a lot of these trees are in precarious situations. And so I know with Micro in particular, when it comes to these, we take great care because some of those limbs are still under pressure and can really hurt somebody. So,
all right. Thanks, Mike. Keep at it. And keep up with us. And this is probably a good time for us to mention, too, that on 971talk.com, there's a link right there on the homepage that if you want to get involved and help, because there's just a lot of people that need sometimes little stuff, sometimes big stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're, especially if like you're retired or you just have some extra time, they're looking for volunteers. We've got a whole list of organizations that are already here working.
Yeah, there's a list of organizations, what they're doing. It's actually organized by that. So if you're looking for shelter, they've got a list for that. There's just all sorts of things. So if all you've got right now is the hand cranked radio and you're listening to us, hey, thank you for listening to us. But see if you can jump on that website and see if you can find some help there. If you know somebody that needs some help, maybe you can direct them to these things. Or if you want to jump in and help out, every one of those sites, you can go to there and see if there's any way that you can help.
Gene is on the phone. He is from our side of the river, Collinsville. Gene, what happened to you Friday?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and give you a little heads up on not only the Metro East got hit, but we have a lake house down at Lake Egypt, and it went through down there in Marion. And guys, I'm going to tell you, you can get online and look at the videos and the pictures, and they're horrific and they're terrible. It doesn't do justice to see it in person. It twisted trees off that are 3 foot thick like they're toothpicks. It looks like somebody took a giant saw and went through and just rim wrecked everything. And people literally lost their entire house, everything they own. It makes me emotional to talk about it from what I saw. I mean, there are houses that are completely gone. Just there's nothing left. Just twigs everywhere. I mean, their stuff is thrown. I heard reports today people in Kentucky are picking up mail from the Marion area. It wow. carried it that far before it let go of it. And it's just it's a life-changing thing to see the power that one of those tornadoes carries. And I believe it was an EF4 when it got down here. But it just, man, I mean, it's unbelievable to watch and see what it did and what it didn't do. I mean, I saw a house totally gone, and the pickup truck and the car the people own are still sitting in the garage where they were parked.
Oh, my gosh. Gene, you mentioned
the
Lake Egypt.
The house is gone.
So do you have a house at Lake Egypt?
Yes, we have a house down there, and then we live in Belleville.
Is your house, did it get hit?
No, it missed us by about 5 miles as the crow flies. It went just north of where we're at, so it really went right, kind of almost dead in the middle between Lake Egypt and the town of Marion. It went through
Carbondale
right there, and yeah, it and you get online. There's some really fantastic videos. They flew a helicopter down through there and videoed the path of where it cut through, and I mean it went through forest areas that it's just like somebody took a chainsaw and rim wrecked a forest. I mean, it just twisted trees off like they were twigs.
Yeah.
Like they were nothing.
Wow. Gene, thanks for the report. That area is just a little bit outside. I think maybe we might hit close to Carbondale, Marion, on, you know, like a good weather day.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we regularly do. So we haven't heard as much about that area.
But it's important to remember that there are several areas that were affected. I know the storm here on Friday got us, but yeah, there were several places.
And the national reports have all been, I don't know about you, I've seen these over the weekend, they would say Missouri and Kentucky. And I was like, dudes, Illinois got hit too.
Yeah.
I didn't know how bad it was at Lake Egypt. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah,
but I knew there was some down there. Sue, I think, is next on the line. Sue from Ladue, how are you?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Gene did a pretty good description of the damage. I was just down on Pershing checking out where my grandson lives, and it is breathtaking, to say the least. It is block after block after block of huge, huge, massive trees uprooted from the ground. Some still have the sidewalks intact. Just complete devastation everywhere, and it just goes on and on and on. It's mind-numbing.
You said your son was hit down there?
My grandson lives down there, yeah.
We
live in Brentwood, and we got hit too, but not like that.
Sue, what's being done? Have you seen, like, you know, your grandson would probably be able to tell you, are there crews there? Is there much help? I mean, are people needing bottled water? Like, what's the need there right now?
Yeah, we actually saw several aid trucks down there distributing supplies. There's no electricity, so they're in the same boat as a lot of us. Just getting by day to day, but I can't imagine how long it's going to take just to clean some of those roadways, and all the traffic signals are out. So it's mass pandemonium,
man,
just trying to get from one place to another.
Is there a particular town that this was, or was it like Gene was saying, was it Marion?
Central West End, Forest Park area is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the same area as Gene was a second ago.
No. He just did a really good description, because like he said, pictures and what you see, it can't do it justice. You just can't hardly believe it. And you'll see walk one street and you're overtaken, and then get in the car and just drive, and it's the same way block after block for a mile.
Sue, since you're talking about Central West End, and you mentioned you saw some trucks, which organizations are they with? I mean, is this government, is this FEMA, or is this just local charities?
I think they're charitable organizations. They didn't have markings on the trucks that we saw.
Okay.
Trucks that we saw were UE trucks trying to repair the signals, and it's going to take a while for that to happen.
Gosh. And how widespread would you say? I mean, was it, you know, a couple blocks, or was it?
Oh no. Like I said, it's heart wrenching because it just keeps going. Gosh. You think you're out of it, and then you're back into it again. And you can see there's a massive trees down, faces of building. Well, so my grandson's neighbor's top floor collapsed and killed a guy.
Oh my gosh.
It's heart wrenching. It really is.
Well, Sue, thank you for the report. That it's hard to see in the images. I mean, you can see how bad it was,
right?
But you can't necessarily see how widespread. Yeah. I mean, you can see on a graphic like the tracking of a tornado, but you can't see it all at the same. You can see, you know, the down power lines and the trees and the buildings, but it's like you have a hard time. At least I do.
Yeah.
Getting the magnitude of what exactly was hit and where.
Well, yeah, you get the overall magnitude, and then you hear people like Sue and Gene and everybody talking about, well, even Mike with the tree service, they all came in, and they, you know, the real thing is, you see all the damage, but then you got to remember at each one of those houses, there's families, there's people, and they walk out and they're like, what do I do now?
It's also so strange because depending on where you were, you either got slammed, and it was pockets of it all over the place, or nothing. Like in Collinsville, I got nothing. We got maybe some rain. I mean, we were here when it happened, but I went home and it looked like nothing had happened. But then you go like just certain areas that got absolutely hammered, and they're so random all over the whole area. Last call we can get to this segment is Matt. Saw a funnel cloud. Matt, where was that at?
Yeah, I work for a company where people throughout the year, you know, bring their yard waste and limbs, and we grind it up, sell it back, you know, make mulch out of it. And I was working at 141 and 44 at our yard there, right bordering on the river. I had some maintenance to do before the storm came. I seen it rolling in, so I put on my rain jacket, started doing my maintenance, and about that time, I could hear the sirens going off. So I popped my head up, and just a wall of dust getting blown, and actually seen, you know, it was rotating. It was trying to go down and make contact just on the other side of the river. Started rotating, but it was so gray, you could only just see the, you know, the white funnel cloud out in front of it, barely. So me, I'm kind of a funny guy, jumped on top of my grinder, started doing a rain dance, you know, and it disappeared off into the distance, you know, and then later on the way home, you know, how much damage it did.
Matt, you do tree service stuff. Does that mean that you basically won't stop for the next few weeks?
Yeah, we run the big, you know, 100,000-pound grinders that you feed with the Traco. You throw a whole tree in at a time, not, you know, not a little handheld thing. You know, we just got back from the Carolinas and Florida and Georgia. We were there since September, and then we were in Texas since July from all that hurricane cleanup. So actually, tomorrow we got one of our big grinders going to Ladue to start grinding, and then I'm going to be going to Forest Park to start grinding. So we'll be busy as long as the tree debris keeps being brought in. We'll be there grinding it up.
Yeah. Wow. Matt, thanks for the update. Appreciate the call. It's just a, I think the thing that's been so surprising about this one is that it hit areas of St. Louis that I don't know that I've ever heard being hit by a tornado.
Yeah. Yeah. To hear of St. Louis City proper being hit in areas like that, it's really unusual. I mean, to hear of any major city is
we're going to talk to Dave Murray about this. There's some phenomenon that we were kind of working through on Friday as this was happening of why it usually doesn't hit cities, mm-hmm. that we can get into a little bit more of the science of with Dave Murray at 2:25. And, you know, if you want to call in, we're going to have to take a break here, but we can come back and hear some more of your stories. Be glad to do that. And again, send you to 971talk.com. If you're hearing these and saying, man, how can I help? Well, that's where you can help. There's already organizations on the ground. They do this kind of thing. They just need people to help probably move stuff and you know, just hand out supplies and things like that. 971talk.com. It's the main link right there. And we will be right back. Oh, yeah, phone number. Thank you. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking about the storms, the YouTube live chat poll today is just asking, were you affected by Friday's weather, yes or no? A lot of people chiming in online. I'll pull a couple of those up right now. Shelly says, we went to the art museum yesterday, Sunday, drove through the part of Forest Park, and U City to head home. The destruction was awful. Yeah, I think I should probably just drive through there just so I can see it for myself. No reporting on right now. Janine says, I voted yes because I was at work at Shriners when it hit and everybody had to go in the basement. Holly says, I live in Granite City, lost a third of a peach tree.
Wow.
And snapped our flagpole. Wow. No power for about 12 hours. Very blessed. Trees, those some homes, hit some homes, threw some homes a few blocks away. Tons of tree damage, very large, mature trees. I know people in Granite City and Edwardsville that got hit pretty good. And that's an area that's not being talked about a whole lot. I guess we are because we're there more. But a friend of mine, I didn't even know how badly it had hit Granite City until a friend of mine told me yesterday that he owns a place called Skateway. It's a skating rink in Pontoon Beach. And they had to close the weekend because the roof got basically taken off. And that's not something I don't think you can skate outside while it's raining. That's what they were kind of dealing with, was trying to make sure that they weren't going to get any weather coming in on the whole skating rink.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the whole roof was gone, but a lot of it had been damaged.
Yeah. Yeah. These storms are it's something else, you know, and the thing to remember is it has a starting point, but it doesn't mean that just once it's gotten through your area that the storm has stopped. So this one apparently kept on. I mean, we'll ask Dave Murray about this at 2:25, but it's apparently the storm just kept rolling through. It went through St. Louis, went through areas of downtown. The one caller was on the riverfront and he saw it jump over to the other side. And
that's wild. That's wild. And I said this in the last segment, but I'll say it again. It's just so strange because usually with a natural disaster, you have like ground zero, and we have multiple ground zeros.
Mm-hmm.
And then right next to it, nothing. And so it's just so strange because it would be, and this is a terrible comparison, but I'm just thinking about it as far as visuals go and like news coverage goes. When Ferguson was happening, the riots of Ferguson, it was like you could see exactly where that event was happening, and you could go and see it right there. Well, again, that's a terrible comparison because we're not talking about riots. We're talking about a weather event. But you can go to multiple places as far as news coverage goes and stand in front of, you know, like the newscasters do, stand in front of devastation. But you could do it all over the whole St. Louis area. So it's just so strange, and that's why we were taking calls, is there anything that we're missing? You know, is there an area that we're not really talking about? And Gene, you know, kind of highlighted, you're not really talking about Mary. It's outside of our listening area, but I haven't heard many people talking about Southern Illinois.
Yeah, and to Gene's point, there are people that live in our area that actually have places down there in that area as well. So there are people that are affected.
Right.
Storms are weird that way, that they'll hit certain areas and not hit other areas. And even like through the same front, you'll have, you know, the tornado roll through and one storm front can spin up multiples. And it's crazy to see that.
You ever been through a tornado?
Yes. So I was through it. I grew up in a mobile home, and my parents' mobile home was maybe about a mile away from my grandparents' place. So anytime we got bad weather was threatening, well, we didn't have a basement or a crawl space or anything like that. You know, it was just a trailer on wheels with skirting around it. And it's like, okay, if the weather's bad, you got to go someplace else. My uncle was in a tornado when he was a young man. He was always very nervous about that. So my childhood was, bad storms are coming. My uncle would come bursting through the door like Kramer and be like, get the kids. We got to go up to. And so we would go to my grandparents' house, and they had a nice basement, and we would go sit in the basement, and we'd listen to the radio and wait for everything to go through. That was my childhood. Well, one night we were sitting in my parents' living room and some bad storms came through, and I will never forget this, but our whole place shook. It vibrated. Like, I could hear the windows rattling and stuff like that. And it was maybe for 10 seconds. Very weird. I remember my mom and dad looking at one another like, what was that? And then shortly thereafter, the phone rang, and we got a call that my grandparents' place had been hit. My grandparents lived there, my uncle lived there, and my dad had the shop for his company up there. So 11-something at night, you know, my parents get us out of bed. We're going to, you know, storms are bad. We're going to go get into shelter. We go up to where my grandparents' house is, where we usually turn right. And I remember looking in the rearview mirror of my parents' cars and seeing the blue and red lights flashing. We lived out in the middle of nowhere. We were in the country. But I saw the blue and red lights flashing from the fire department already heading there. I remember the power lines laying across my grandparents' driveway, and then where we would usually make that right turn, we didn't make the right turn. We kept going down the road a little ways, and I had another aunt and uncle who lived down the road, and we went to their house, and we, you know, they had kids that were a little bit older than me and my family, and so we stayed in there while my dad went up to my grandparents' house. In the morning, we got to go see what it was. My grandpa had a great big concrete grain silo. The storm blew that over, smashed it into the front of his motorhome that was in a shed. It ripped the roof off of the shop of my dad's house. They had a little garage, a detached garage. It had fallen over, and the only reason it wasn't flat on the ground was it was sitting on top of my grandpa's pickup truck. It's stuff that whenever I was little, I grew up with, I knew everything. And it was just gone, and it was devastation. And then the rest of my, I don't know, the rest of that summer, spring, summer, I remember just the, it was recovery process. You know, you got to break up that silo and get that out of there. I remember watching the caterpillars bulldozing garages and my dad putting a new roof on his shop and all of these other things. And everything happens, and then that happens, and then there's life before it, and there's life after it. And, you know, thankfully nobody was hurt. But your life gets upended about that. And there's a bunch of people in St. Louis right now that are going through exactly that. And so if you're listening and you weren't affected by these storms, I would guide you to the 97.1 website and go talk to people, go look in there, see if there's any way that you can help, if there's any way that you can volunteer, because there's nothing more comforting than seeing other people show up to help.
I'm looking at the website right now. Urban League of St. Louis, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of St. Louis. Salvation Army is a great organization. They have a link on there. And it's just stuff like, can you distribute meals, groceries, bottled water to people who are displaced?
Yeah.
Debris removal, as we've heard from multiple people as we've taken calls, is a huge one. That's probably right now the biggest, yes, we need to move stuff. I think it was Sue that was saying you can't really even get around on, yes, some of the streets. That's a huge problem of trying to even get stuff to people. And then long-term recovery. We've got all that there at 971talk.com if you want to plug in. Of course, another great way to plug in is just if you know somebody who's having trouble, ask them how you can help.
Yeah.
Or go over there and help anyway. That's what I was talking about, my buddy who owns Skateway. I was texting with him this morning. I said, what do you need? And he said, you know, we're plugged into church, so we've got quite a few people that are just kind of getting around and networking. And, you know, a lot of times you have to have a specialist. So there are things you can do as a just layman, but then unless you know specifically how to do gutters, you know, you're probably not going to be able to do everything. But a lot of that is just kind of networking. And so it's a weird time. And this is, and not to make a political point here, and I'm really not, but I'm interested to see, you know, Trump has been changing FEMA and talking about ending FEMA or moving FEMA under a different department. Mm-hmm. What does that look like now? You know, have there been big natural disasters like this that we haven't really seen how that works yet? Like, is this a test of that? That's why I was asking Sue, you know, who of the trucks you've seen, were they government trucks? Were they just charities? And she said they were mostly charities. So I'd be kind of interested to see what that looks like. Because if there's nothing marked FEMA, they might be there and you might not know who they are as things have been changing. So anyway, we are going to take a quick break. If you're just tuning in, Annie just doesn't have a voice today. We hope to have her back tomorrow. And we've been talking about the YouTube live chat poll. Were you affected by Friday's weather? Yes or no? Everybody sharing their stories, and feel free to continue to do that. We are planning on talking to Dave Murray in the next hour. I think that's at about 2:25, just to find out, you know, what exactly, how did this happen on Friday? It's kind of a retrospect of what exactly took place, where we should be focused right now, and we'll do that in about a half an hour with Dave Murray. Keep it here. It's the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.